Entertaining and informative. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, is on the air. 77 WABC.
Oh, yes, Marvin. Marvin brings us back. WABC.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Amen to that.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Amen to
you
that.
Know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Amen to that.
Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
WABC, Talk Radio 77, New York City, crown jewel of American radio. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for our very own Princess Di.
Princess Di, ahead of the curve again.
We start off with Princess Di this weekend, ahead of the curve. Last week, Diana, you told us that Joe Biden wanted this fight with Republican governors over COVID. I take you to Vanity Fair. Joe Biden basically tells GOP governors to rot in hell. Can you blame him? That's by Bess Levin. There were other stories this week supporting Joe Biden going after the Republican governors. As you predicted, they see this as a way of strengthening Joe Biden. Care to comment, Princess Di?
Well, it is wonderful and terrible to see this happening at the same time. It's wonderful in that, you know, it's helpful to warn people what we're seeing, but it's terrible that that is exactly what he's doing. And it's gone a step further now that Biden is actually punishing sick people by rationing medicine in the red states now, which is very consistent with him personality-wise. He is turning out to be a very mean-spirited president. And his statement, if you remember from his Losing My Patience speech, he said, if those governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way. And one of the ways he's chosen to do that is to take medicine, meaning monoclonal antibodies, away from states that need it. One of them is Florida, where I happen to live. And
all right, explain what that all means. Because I've been hearing this story, DeSantis has been talking about this mitochondrial.
They're antibodies, basically, and it's a medication that is proved to reduce hospitalization by 70%.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was given emergency use authorization in November under Trump, and it has been touted by Anthony Fauci and the federal government under Biden. So, as a consequence, our governor, DeSantis, looked into that and then rolled out 25 treatment states in the state of Florida. Other red states have done the same thing, where people free could go in. It's an infusion process. There are also injections, but mostly it's an infusion process where you get that. If you're sick, you are many people feeling better within 24 or 48 hours. It has a wonderful success rate. And interestingly enough, from the get-go, this apparently surprised the left that DeSantis is competent and rolled this out so that it actually works for the people of his state. And they started attacking him and the use of these monoclonal antibodies from the jump. DeSantis did this in August. And the first story they tried was some kind of kickback scheme. They claimed that one of
that's DeSantis's it. This is the Associated Press story.
Yes. And it ended up being complete BS. That DeSantis did not profit from this. This was something that the Regeneron is the brand name, had been purchased by the federal government. So DeSantis got nothing from any of the use of it. So that was the first attempt, and that fell flat because when people looked into it, and they saw that there it was a completely lie that he had any profit from it at all. So now Biden is using DeSantis's success to punish him and other red states by rationing this medicine. Now, let me ask you, James, can you imagine if Trump, I hate when people do what if Trump, but listen, imagine if Trump had done this with the ventilators.
No.
Imagine that Trump said, well, I have to be equitable, and I know New York really needs them and really wants them, but I'm going to distribute them all over the country. So, New York, you're begging for them. Sorry, I'm only giving you half of what you're requesting, which is what Biden is doing. He's giving Florida half of the doses that they need. DeSantis has put out the number, 72,000 doses average is what he needs. Biden's given him 30,000. For the week.
So what you're saying is that Joe Biden is not content to watch Americans die because they're left behind in Afghanistan or American allies die there.
Right.
Die in Florida to serve his political needs. That's what really is the bottom line of this.
Yes. And this is how Biden believes he's going to get DeSantis out of the way, because he's going to cause, you know, horrible illness and possibly death, and that voters will blame DeSantis. That's his plan anyway. I don't think it'll happen. Interestingly enough, DeSantis is working on a workaround. There's another company that makes this drug in England, GlaxoSmithKline. And so he's working on a side deal that the federal government doesn't control. But this is textbook socialism. We've got central command control from the federal government distributing this particular drug, and all of a sudden there's a shortage, when in fact the companies that make this drug can make more. And that would be the proper response, is that Biden then gets on the phone with these companies and say, we need more, make more. But no, he's not doing that. He's saying, instead, I'm giving you less. It is completely bass-ackwards, and it is a mean-spirited, cruel approach that the humanity involved here is just indefensible. And I think that, I mean, we've had a couple of Republicans comment on it and write a letter, and to his credit, Rubio has come out with a video talking about how horrible this is. But this should be a one voice, unified, of everyone saying, don't play politics with our lives. How dare you?
Now, you know what's really remarkable? While all this is happening, AP came out with a story. They seem to be on a DeSantis craze that basically, the story was a day ago, that Florida surpasses 50,000 COVID deaths after battling the Delta wave. Now, this was their headline. Diana, inside the story, they admit that Florida is in 11th place. There are 10 other states that have higher death rates, including New York, our own New York, and New Jersey. So if that's the case, why do they use Florida as the example? There are 10 other states with higher death rates. These people are insidious.
Yes. And they have a target painted on DeSantis's back. Fortunately, he is out-competencing them at every turn. And so I expect him to succeed on this as well. But the fact that Biden would ever even think of this, would even want to do this as punishment for a political opponent, is just, I can't even conceive. You know, I said last week that, you know, we need to play war with the people. They're using their tactics of cleaning house when they're in power, and our side never does, and we have to start doing that. We should never emulate this tactic, ever. This is the kind of thing that should be absolutely put on Biden for the rest of his term, that he even thought of doing this, because it's un-American.
Yeah. Speaking of investigations, let's talk about Joe Biden and gas prices. I understand that the Biden administration is launching a probe a probe, hopefully not with the USB, a probe. Yeah.
That's awful.
I wonder what an XLR cable would do if it were, never mind. They are launching a probe into soaring gas. They're launching a probe into why gas prices are so high. What do you think they're going to find?
Okay, so Biden wants to find out why the gas prices are higher than they're supposed to be. And so, you know, Biden says we're going after the bad actors and the pandemic profiteers in our economy. You know, talk about bad actors. It's you, President Biden. I mean, obviously, I don't even have to spell this out. The reason that prices are higher at the pump or because he shut down the Keystone pipeline because of his spending, inflation is at a 30-year high. It's because of the green agenda, anti-drilling, anti-fracking. It's because also of climate change concerns, quote unquote, in the boardroom of the energy companies. So it's the left who are the bad actors. Now, we have the average price of gas is $3.19 a gallon. And so when Trump left, guess what it was? $2.38. So I guess Trump was able to control the bad actors and the pandemic profiteers when he was president because it was almost a dollar cheaper. So, you know.
Yeah, and America was energy independent. Joe Biden is begging OPEC again. Now we're on our hands and knees begging OPEC.
Beholden to OPEC, exactly right. And so, you know, gas prices have risen. This is what the article says. Gas prices has risen 50% since the start of the year. Well, what happened in the start of the year?
Well, we had that January 6th thing with the insurrectionists. Maybe they did it. Can we charge them with that, too?
Yeah, they're bad actors and profiteers.
Yeah.
So it is interesting, though. If you remember, in October of 2019, Gavin Newsom did the same thing. He demanded an investigation of why California gas prices were $4 a gallon. And so they found out it was because of state taxes and regulations. So these people usually do this when they do bad things that have bad results. They say, I'm going to investigate this. This isn't how it's supposed to be. And then we never hear another word.
Wow. So. Amazing. You know, Diana, be thankful. Be thankful, because what I was thinking about asking you today was to explain this whole thing with Nicki Minaj and the swollen testicles and all of that stuff. But I said, nah. You know, I've been kind of on the periphery reading these stories, and I just keep saying to myself, no, James, no, don't even engage in this. Don't do it.
I mean, she has really taken the fight to them on the left, the ones who are trying to make her shut up. And so I appreciate that. The testicle thing, I don't know about
Yeah, well, maybe we should just use some USB cables and measure how swollen they are. Anyway, Princess Di, you never fail. You are always just totally awesome. Thank you for being with us today.
Always fun, James. Thank you.
All right. Princess Di with us, ladies and gentlemen. America's Princess of Policy, Diana Mee. We'll be back right after this.